The gift of the Magi. Yes, yes. Bible stories are lots of fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and Minister of God Unlimited, Church of God Unlimited here in Campbell, California, with a Bible story for you. The gift of the Magi. The Magi were the three kings from the Far East, coming to visit the Christ child to bring gold, myrrh, and frankincense to the child, to tell the child he is anointed with all that is good and beautiful and wonderful, that his star shone in the sky as gloriously and beautifully as any star could ever shine. Now, such a story is great, and scientists have been trying to legalize that story by making it so that such a star did appear at such a time, but they weren't really sure when Jesus was born, and they weren't really sure where he was born. We are told different places where Jesus was born, and so what difference does it make? What difference does it make? It's a story, and it's a beautiful story. It's a story that the Bible tells us about the founder of the Christian faith, the Christ child. And the Christ child was not only the boy Jesus or the infant Jesus, but the Christ child was all. And the wonderful story of the birth and development of Jesus is that though everyone knew in his world of his most interesting birth, they treated him like a normal boy. They treated him like a normal human being because they felt he had to have guidance and direction of where he should go as a spiritual being. And they wondered after him and worried about him. His mother worried about him, and his mother required him to do things that he didn't feel he wanted to do, such as creating the wine at the wedding. And the father is very little spoken of, because the father is not the father. The father is supposedly the immaculate conception of God within him. And I say supposedly because some believe it and some don't. Whether you believe it or not, the child is indeed a very special child. And what did the gifts of the Magi suggest to direct itself to? It directed itself to the munificence of the Christ child itself. In all of its glory, in all of its wonder, in all of its magic, in all of its dignity, in all of its power, which is true within each one of us. And just like the parents in each one of us were able to realize that we were the Christ child and raise us as the Christ child without all the conflict Jesus had to go through, but raise us as the Christ child, we would be able to do magical things. We would be able to do wonderful things. We would be able to do things that would be fulfilling and uplifting and rewarding and absolutely magnificent. That's what we'd be able to do. And that's what we would do. You see, living in the gift of the Magi, living with these three magical, wonderful things, we put them to work in expressing the divinity within us. The unlimitedness of the gold, the myrrh, and the frankincense, each with their special qualities, all saying of this child that this child is indeed divine, is indeed magnificent, is indeed very special. And so, if we would listen to this story, and if we were had courage enough to say to ourselves, that's us, my goodness, how wonderful it would be, and how magnificent we would be. Try it. It's a glorious thing, it's a glorious expression, a glorious unfoldment, and it's who we really are. So, the gift of the Magi is not the gift to Jesus, it's a gift to the Christ child, and it's a gift to the Christ child in each one of us. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.